It's day 156 of hashtag 365 with me, Alex Baker. And luckily, this episode isn't called The Wheels Have Come Off Volume 4. That would be really bad. I'm feeling in a much better headspace today. I've come out to my sauna again. A sauna in the garden, which is so surreal, but good fun nonetheless. Again, the sauna isn't on. You don't have to sort of imagine me naked and sweaty in a sauna. Although, of course, due to the magical power of audio and speech, that is of now what you're imagining. The drip, the sweat drips just coming down my forehead. We don't want to go there. It's just horrific. I think I just threw up in my own mouth a little bit. But yeah, so we were talking about routine yesterday and the importance of routine. And you know what? This headspace, being away from work, with my routine out the window, my step count decimated because I'm not commuting, I'm just lazing about. With all that stuff in mind, I've been thinking about what's going on. You know, being away from work, being away from the kind of relentless nature of my job, which is just deadlines every day, full on. Getting away from all that for a second has made me realise something. I am physically exhausted. Like, to my core. And I was talking to my dad about it. He's reading a book at the moment called, I've forgotten what it's called. Something about sleep. It's a really famous book about sleep. I've got to find out what it's called. But anyway, in this book, it talks about, in the opening preface, it talks about how important it is to get 8 hours of sleep a night and what happens to your body and your health if you don't. And it is a pretty grim picture. And this guy isn't kind of a conspiracy theorist or anything like that. He's a peer-reviewed scientist. He's been a scientist for his whole life. It's what he's about. And he applies his science to human beings, you know, to behavioral psychology, to the human condition, etc., etc. And he talks about, like I say, in the preface of the book, about how less than 8 hours sleep a night can cause dementia, Alzheimer's, cancers, and a whole slew of other massive issues. Diabetes, obvious things like struggling to focus, bad performance at work, all that kind of stuff. So that gave me pause, and I stopped and thought to myself for a bit and thought, well, okay, let's just do the basic maths on it. My wife and I tend to go to bed at 10:30. You know what I mean? Like, heads hitting the pillow at 10:30. We start thinking about it like 10:15, 10:20. But actually, head hits the pillow about 10:30 by the time you've done your teeth and whatnot. And I get up every day at 5:10. So, you know, quick maths on that. Quick maths! That's 11:30, 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, 3:30, 4:30. And to 5:30 would be 7 hours. But it's not. It's about 5:10. So we're talking 6 hours and 20 minutes sleep a night. It was like 6 hours and 40 minutes. 6 hours and 40 minutes sleep a night. And that's if I get to sleep bang on 10:30, which I invariably don't. And then, of course, my daughter wakes up in the night because, you know, she's a baby and that's what they do. So, you know, that probably knocks another 45 minutes off. So we're probably talking about 5.5 to 6 hours sleep a night. And I've been doing that for the best part of 2 years. Longer, 2.5 years. So, yeah, in reality, I am not getting enough sleep. And he also talks in this book about how difficult it is to lose weight if you're not getting enough sleep. Because your body goes and has some processes where it starts drawing its energy from different places. So rather than taking it from your fat stores, it takes it from your glucose in your blood and stuff like that. Similar to like stuff we've talked about before with the primal cure and stuff. If you don't get enough sleep, your body just doesn't function properly, basically. So if you're trying to lose weight, which obviously I'm trying to do over this 365-day journey, you might as well, well, not forget about it because obviously it's working, but it's not working as well as it could be where I'm getting more sleep. And I know it seems like such a boring thing to say, hey dudes, get more sleep. And there's probably people rolling their eyes going, yeah, easier said than done, mate. But actually, we can probably all go to sleep a little bit earlier. You know, the reason I go to bed at 10:30 is because by the time my wife and I have got our daughter to bed, we want a bit of time to ourselves, you know, watching some TV or whatever before we go to sleep. But if I nudged it back to 10:00 or nudged it back to 10:45, Would it make much difference in the grand scheme of things? Probably not. It'd probably take us a little bit longer to watch a series on Netflix. You know, rather than smashing out in a week, it would probably take us 2 or 3 weeks. That's good though, right? Make that content spread, baby. But anyway, so I just thought that was something that was worth mentioning. And I've got to find the name of this book as well. I can't remember what it's called, for the life of me.